extra out of a trust account, you can manage your finances, save for the future, and access personal loans. Plus, enjoy travel insurance, a credit card, and retrenchment cover when the unexpected happens. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. ABSA. Good morning. The headlines. Opposition mounts as government prepares to table contentious Constitution Bill 7 in Parliament. Economists say sustaining kwacha gains key to lower commodity prices. And in global news, U.S. to partially evacuate embassy in Iraq as Iran tensions rise. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. As debate intensifies over Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7, government is preparing to present the controversial document before Parliament, despite mounting opposition from various stakeholders, including civil society organizations, political parties, and the clergy, among others. We have details in the following report.
Despite widespread criticism from various stakeholders, the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 is set to be presented before Parliament on June 24, 2025. This is in line with the government's Constitutional Amendment Roadmap. Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has assured that a select committee will be established to scrutinize the bill, allowing ample time for stakeholders and parliamentarians to engage. However, critics argue that the process is flawed, with Zambia Council for Social Development Executive Director Lia Mitaba describing the current process as a deviation from the UPND's pre-election promises.
When you look at the constitutional amendment process, you will note that constitutional reform in particular countries is often about responding to the broad challenges. You know, if we go back to 2019 when we started having conversation about Bill No. 10 of 2019, which was popularly known as Bill 10, the UPND government, which was then in opposition, promised Zambians that once elected, they would prioritize the constitutional reform process, number one, and ensure that a constitution was developed.
For political and governance expert Aden Matafwali, he is concerned over what he sees as government's rush to enact Bill 7, warning that the process may be falling short of established constitutional guidelines.
So a situation where government wants to rush into amending the constitution without undergoing the normal process that is provided for becomes unconstitutional itself, and it creates eyebrows, it raises dust, and it creates anarchy.
And Zambia Civil Liberties Union Executive Director Isaac Mwanza has also voiced concern, noting that the bill might pass into law given the weak and fragmented opposition in Parliament. Mr. Mwanza cites the recently enacted controversial cybercrimes law as an example of how easily bills are passing under the current regime.
It is possible for the bill to go through if the MPs will not pay attention to the details. Unfortunately, our current opposition, they seem to be fragile. They can move in any direction. Even the level of debate might reduce there, because you have those that have correctly been perceived as the just saying anything for them will go.
Meanwhile, governance activist Achim Mulunda has acknowledged that while the process has not been as consultative as expected, government has fulfilled its role and has emphasized that the final decision now lies with members of parliament.
Everything hangs on the elected parliamentarians, those elected and nominated in parliament, the 156 people, to decide whether they want this amendment to go through or they don't want it to go through.
Recently, Justice Minister Princess Kasune challenged critics to read and understand the proposed clauses, reiterating government's commitment to a transparent and inclusive constitutional review process. Michael Kaluba, reporting for Phoenix News.
The Zambian Contractors Advisory Center has disclosed that despite government's pledge to enact the long-awaited local content bill into law this month, many Zambian contractors and suppliers remain unaware of its contents. Organization Chief Executive Officer, Engineer Nsofa Mwamba, says he has received numerous inquiries about the bill, an indication that contractors do not fully understand its provisions, despite an assurance by Mines and Minerals Development Development Minister Paul Kabuswe that the bill will be enacted by the end of June 2025. Engineer Mwamba has emphasized the urgent need for a sensitization campaign where experts can explain the bill's contents to stakeholders for better understanding and clarity. He has stressed that the success and impact of the local content bill is hinged on local contractors, its intended beneficiaries, to fully understand the legislation, without which the bill is unlikely to achieve its intended goals. Engineer Mwamba is further concerned that the effectiveness of the bill remains uncertain, given that the readiness and capacity of local businesses within the mining business value chain are still questionable, standing at an estimated 50-50.
There are certain things that need to be explained to the local contractors for them to understand fully, because I have encountered various questions pertaining to the same. So there should be a need for the explanations to be made to contractors so that each and every clause that is contained therein is well understood by a contractor, basically. Yeah, so it is not until that has been done will the content bill, you know, be able to really perform to the expectation. Yeah, because there are some various things that, need clarifications.
Opposition People's Alliance for Change President Andiford Banda has opposed government's plan through the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, to purchase 543,000 metric tons of maize from farmers for this year's marketing season. Mr. Banda has warned that relying on large-scale grain purchases under a controlled pricing model is unsustainable and places undue fiscal pressure on the state. Mr. Banda, in an interview with Phoenix News, argues that as long as domestic production remains insufficient, maize prices will remain high regardless of government intervention. He is proposing a comprehensive restructuring of the agricultural sector, with the FRA shifting its focus from grain procurement to supporting small-scale farmers as outgrowers. Mr. Banda is of the view that when such a step is taken, investment in rural producers would boost yields, create market surpluses, and allow supply and demand to dictate prices in an open market.
Saying that the child policies that were, that were adopted 20 years ago, now the dynamics have changed. We need to restructure the agriculture sector and ensure that we let the agriculture sector, run free. It should become a free market area. Now, how do we control the prices of maize? Because that is what people worry about. If we let it free, the maize prices might be expensive. The maize prices will be expensive whether, the maize prices are controlled or not, as long as we don't produce enough. So what we need to do is that we need to invest heavily in the small farmers so that they can produce more. Because when there's more production surplus, the prices automatically are kept low. So we need to come up more.
Environmentalist Lovemore Muma has called on government to consider allocating a portion of the Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, to purchase waste bins and promote effective waste management practices in communities. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Muma has emphasized the need for waste segregation to facilitate proper disposal and minimize environmental harm. Mr. Muma has noted that while councils have been tasked with procuring earth-moving equipment to upgrade roads, allocating funds for waste bins is equally crucial. He believes that providing waste bins and promoting waste segregation can engage the community in waste management efforts and foster a sense of responsibility. Mr. Muma is of the view that effective waste management can help maintain a clean environment, reduce pollution, and mitigate the risk of waterborne diseases.
I think the starting point is letting the local government to provide those bags for disposal of garbage. We should be clearly report like what kind of things you put in this bag. The amount of waste you put in this bag. And then the council now can just pass through and pick the garbage. Even at a minimum fee, I think members of the public or the community are willing to pay.
In global news, non-essential U.S. embassy staff and their dependents in Baghdad are to be evacuated from Iraq due to heightened security risks, U.S. government sources have said. Officials did not say exactly what